Joe Ramsey. Violent demonstrations broke out on Sunday in several Tunisian cities as protesters expressed anger at the struggles of the North African nation's health, economic, and social situation. Thousands of people defied virus restrictions and scorching heat to demonstrate in the capital of Tunis and other cities. The largely young crowds chanted slogans calling for the dissolution of parliament and early elections. Security forces deployed in force and police blocked all streets leading to the main artery of the capital. Police also set up around parliament, preventing demonstrators from accessing it. Tear gas was used to disperse some demonstrators, throwing projectiles at officers, and several arrests were made. A Japanese skateboarder claimed a piece of Olympic history as the host nation enjoyed a bit of a gold rush at the Tokyo Games on Sunday, while France inflicted the first defeat on the men's USA basketball team since 2004. There were 18 gold medals up for grabs, including the first ever in skateboarding, one of several new sports introduced to Tokyo in a bid to attract younger fans. The upsets extended to tennis as well on Sunday, with Australian world number one Ashley Barty crashing out of the first round of the women's tennis singles. And two top golfers are the latest to test positive for COVID-19 and will miss the games. World number one Spain's Jon Rahm and the U.S.'s Bryson DeChambeau. In gymnastics, U.S. superstar and defending champion Simone Biles produced a rusty performance in qualifying, making several surprise mistakes in a near-empty arena, but Biles can still take multiple gold medals in Tokyo with finals still upcoming. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Croatian authorities say a bus swerved off a highway and crashed early Sunday